The local high school and college football seasons kicked off last weekend with several teams in action and a big victory for one Little Four school. Hello and welcome to this week's Caymud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that in just a moment as we look back at all of the opening weekend games and take a look ahead to what will be another busy weekend for the local teams, as well as all of the other big local sports stories of the week, including some high school soccer news, some local volleyball and some motorsports as the Redwood Acres Raceway season begins to wind down. But first up, the opening weekend of the new high school football season did not disappoint, with several big performances, most notably by the McKinleyville Panthers. The Panthers came into the new season riding a 21-game losing streak that had dated back to the end of the 2022 season. But with new head coach Jason Benge calling the shots, the Panthers kicked off the new campaign with a big 28-6 win over Fort Bragg at McKinleyville High School. Senior quarterback Ruger Baxter was involved in all four of his team's touchdowns in the win, passing for three TDs in the second quarter alone and adding a fourth quarter touchdown on a QB sneak. Del Norte, St. Bernard's and Eureka also won their season openers. Del Norte defeated Hoopa 20-6 in bizarre circumstances in a game that lasted almost 24 hours. The all-local showdown kicked off in Crescent City on Friday night, but had to be postponed just three plays in because of a county-wide power outage. The two schools resumed the game on Saturday evening at McKinleyville High School, with Del Norte winning. The game itself was a sloppy affair, thanks in large part to the circumstances, with too many mistakes and multiple touchdowns called back on penalties. Both teams posted a shutout in the second half, but Del Norte never appeared in danger of losing to the Little Four team and dominated the action with their relentless running game. Arguably the most impressive result of the weekend was the Eureka Loggers' 56-32 win over Arcata on Saturday night. The high-flying Loggers offense scored 8 touchdowns against the defending state champions, who graduated many of their key players after last year's historic run through the postseason. The fast start for Eureka suggests this is a team that could contend for this year's Big Four championship and return to the North Coast Section playoffs for the first time since 2018. The St. Bernard's Crusaders, meanwhile, comfortably took care of business against visiting Clear Lake with a dominating performance by their defensive and offensive lines. Quarterback Trenton Hagler and running back Riley Nance combined for almost 300 yards rushing in a 30-6 win as the home team pulled away in the second half. The Fortuna Huskies were also in action, but lost 28-18 at St. Helena. The Ferndale Wildcats had a bye last week, but will kick off their season this weekend, playing at Fort Bragg on Friday night. 6 of the HDN varsity teams will be in action this weekend, with a busy Friday night in store for local fans. In addition to the Wildcats' trip to Fort Bragg, McKinleyville will try to keep its fast start to the new season going with the Panthers host St. Bernard's, while Del Norte will try to go to 2-0 when the Warriors travel to play Ashland High School in Oregon. Hoopa will also be in action on Friday night at Etna, while on Saturday Eureka will host Shasta at the Redwood Bowl, where they will be playing their home games this season due to the ongoing construction at Albee Stadium. Several of the Mendocino County teams also will be in action this weekend. In addition to Fort Bragg's game at home against Ferndale, Willits will travel to play Piner, while the Ukiah Wildcats will try to bounce back from a season-opening 33-26 loss to Rancho Cotati when they host Carlmont on Saturday night. The South Fork Cubs, meanwhile, will have another bye this weekend before kicking off their season next week at home against Happy Camp. In local college football, it was a disappointing start to life in the National Division for College of the Redwoods. The Corsairs, who made the jump from the American Division to the more competitive National Division this year, kicked off the new era against Sacramento City College at the Redwood Bowl on Saturday and lost a close one 16-13. The visiting Panthers recovered a CR fumble on the opening kickoff and returned it all the way to the 2-yard line before punching it in just moments later, and that would ultimately prove to be the difference in a tight game. The Redwoods players will try to get a first win when they travel to play Foothill this Saturday, with kickoff set for 6 p.m. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, it's been an impressive start to the new season for two Little Four schools. The St. Bernard's Crusaders got the better of McKinleyville 7-1 on Wednesday, which was their second win over a Big Four program in 2 weeks, having also defeated Fortuna 3-0 in their season opener. The Ferndale Wildcats also are impressing early in the season, including a pair of shutout victories over Mendocino County Schools this week. After struggling in front of goal last year, this year's Wildcats team has hit the ground running, scoring 7 goals against Mendocino on Monday and 4 more against Fort Bragg on Wednesday. League play for the Big Four and Little Four girls teams gets underway in 2 weeks. In local college volleyball, a very young Cal Poly Humboldt team that features 11 freshmen will begin its season with 4 games at the Hawaii Challenge this weekend, while College of the Redwoods will continue its preparation for conference play with 3 games in Southern Oregon this weekend. The CR women are off to a 1-4 start under new head coach Macy Thomas and have had to overcome some early adversity with the loss of standout Quincy Collins, who suffered what could be a season-ending injury early in the campaign. And rounding out a busy week for local sports, the Redwood Acres Raceway season is winding down. Last weekend, Brandon White took the victory in the NorCal Legends Series main event at the local track. The 2025 Redwood Acres season will conclude on September 20th with the Steve Taylor Memorial Fall Spectacular. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.